The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Virginia's 22nd Senate District is home to just under 200,000 people. It stretches from Short Pump outside Richmond to Lynchburg, from suburban Charlottesville to Farmville. It had sent Republican Tom Garrett to Richmond with 58% of the vote. But now he's off to Congress, and Republican Mark Peek hopes to replace him.
I'm pro-life. I am pro-family. I am pro-Second Amendment. And I believe in traditional marriage, and I believe that God gave us our private parts, so for one reason was we'd know where to go to the bathroom.
A lawyer from Lynchburg, Peek ran for the office in 2011, losing to Garrett with 23% of the vote in a five-way primary. Now he's borrowed a line from Garrett in claiming he would never support a tax hike.
We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
And he's against raising the minimum wage, arguing government has no business deciding what people should be paid. The Democrat running against him, Ryan Washington, disagrees.
I'm not sure what the magic number ought to be. But what I do know is that people cannot live off of $7.25 an hour.
As sheriff of Fluvanna County, he also wants a wage hike for deputies.
A deputy who is on the state starting salary, married and has two children, qualify for public assistance. Unacceptable.
Peek is strongly opposed to expanding Medicaid, but Washington would consider it.
I am concerned about access to health care for all folks. How do we get there? Medicaid expansion was just one way. There's millions of dollars every year that's given by the state to community health centers. I know because I was a product. I grew up in a Southern family household, single parent. We didn't have health insurance, but going down here on 15 to Buckingham Community Health Center was a blessing for me.
And then there's the wild card in this race, Joe Hines. He grew up on a farm where he says he learned his work ethic and core Christian values. With an MBA from Duke, he's all about business.
My platform is real simple. It's about economic development, creating more jobs, better jobs, and greater economic opportunity for the 22nd District. As I travel around the district, there are two things that constantly come to the forefront. First, everyone is worried about their jobs and the economy. They are tired of living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, and worrying about their paying their bills. Second, they're tired of not being heard in gridlock in Washington and Richmond and inability to get things done.
Which is why he's running as an independent, someone who will devote himself to economic development. He's not sure about Medicaid.
To be quite frank, I will need to take a little bit closer look at what he's actually proposed and the impacts of that.
On abortion, Peek is opposed. Washington says it's between a woman and her doctor, and Hines seems to waffle in the middle.
A woman's reproductive rights are her rights, okay? Every child deserves a chance to succeed in life. But I do think there are certain cases where women need to be considered, and it comes down to faith, family, doctor, and the circumstances under which she is she's dealing with a situation.
While political pundits aren't making predictions about this race, they agree it will come down to enthusiasm. Turnouts for special elections are usually low. As an African-American, Washington may enjoy some advantage. About 26% of district residents are black. And the Democrat likes to recall that many doubted he'd become sheriff of Fluvanna. He won that race and was reelected three times. I'm Sandy Houseman.